My name is Dr. Gary Sherman, and I'm thrilled to present my podcast titled The Heart Guy Speaks to all of our listening audience. My incredible experiences in the healthcare community as both a healthcare provider and as a heart failure patient allow me the wonderful opportunity to share so many lessons learned about how we can all be better doctors, nurses, caregivers, and even better human beings. I would love to share what I have learned with you. Step inside the world of congestive heart failure with me so that you may learn to help your patients, your loved ones, and of course yourselves, or just learn about this increasingly prevalent condition of the heart, one which affects 6.1 million people in our country today. While all of our presentations include aspects of my experiences as both a healthcare provider and as a cardiac patient, I will be having the incredible honor of having as guests some of the most important members of the heart failure and healthcare community, along with influencers, caregivers, and patients who have, like myself, taken their journey in today's healthcare system. We will learn the inside stories about their challenges, their feelings, their hopes and dreams, and their lessons learned with each of their unique experiences. Nearly everyone knows something about or knows someone who has had heart disease. From high blood pressure and cholesterol to bypass surgery and heart attacks, heart disease is surely top of the mind for most older adults and their loved ones. And everyone understands those things. But do you know that an overwhelming number of heart failure patients are under the age of 50? And this disease even affects adolescents, women who have recently given birth, and young adults who are perfectly healthy on day one and find themselves with heart failure diagnosis on day two. And very few people know or understand what congestive heart failure is. The fact is, one in four people will have it in their lifetime, and that statistic is growing. Also, most times, congestive heart failure is a progressive condition that worsens over time, especially if it goes unchecked. It can be and is treated like a chronic disease, but the fact is that it is ultimately life-threatening at any moment in time. And again, the scariest part of congestive heart failure is that while it is seen mostly in older adults, that because of its many causes, congestive heart failure can suddenly happen to anyone at any age, from children with structural heart defect or anemia, to adolescents with a cardiomyopathy from a viral infection, toxic drug exposure, or a genetic predisposition, to adults because of the many heart disorders that we are already familiar with, such as high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, or heart valve defects. So what is congestive heart failure? Well, congestive heart failure, or heart failure, is when the heart cannot pump sufficiently to deliver the oxygen-rich blood to allow our body to function normally. Many people ask me what hurdles I have overcome, so let us focus on the most challenging hurdles that I've had to overcome. First, after staving off the symptoms of congestive heart failure for years with medication and managing my symptoms, I had to finally admit to myself that I needed surgical intervention and I needed it soon. The next major hurdle, which was even more difficult, was getting myself to recover from all the surgery that I had had, mentally and emotionally first, which allowed me the chance to recover physically. And from sharing stories with the people that I have come to know who are being treated in the hospital for congestive heart failure, I believe that the mental hurdle is the highest hurdle. Now, when I was in the hospital laying on my back for nearly 2 months, I thought long and hard about what I would do with my life when and if I got out of there. I knew that I could teach dentists about the relationship between dental and cardiac disease, but that somehow didn't seem like enough for me. After all, the operations that I endured, I developed incredible relationships with close to 200 people or more who are all determined to save my life. How do you thank hundreds of people? Teaching as many people as I could through my story was the best way that I could think of to give back to my community and to society. I think that because I am a doctor myself, I had a real good sense if I was being treated by the right doctor or even in the right hospital for my needs. And this is one important lesson. You must be your own advocate and in charge of your treatment decisions. So what value will our podcast, The Heart Guy Speaks, bring to our listeners, to those who care about as well? Well, I am able to demonstrate the value of my presentations mostly by the interaction I have with my audience and how much they become involved in our discussions. The value of my presentations is also demonstrated by how all of our listeners go back to their practices, jobs, lives, and change the way they communicate or act with all of those around them, listening more carefully, trying to be more patient, and putting themselves in the other person's shoes, that is, being more empathetic, and hopefully making their world a little better for their having been in it. See, you cannot change the world, but you can affect a little piece of it and make it better. How are the times changing in the world? Well, although we are in a very challenging time right now, and will be for a while, we are also in an amazing transformative period in both dentistry and medicine, and it is drastically affecting the way which we practice and care for our patients. In particular, the past 5 to 7 years have placed an explosion of technological tools and a wealth of information at our disposal. We have so many new methodologies to help people get better and feel better and even live longer. The value that I can bring to any group lies in the sum of our experiences. Personally, I have certainly seen the healthcare system from every side. I've treated patients and met people from every walk of life. In that role, I was fortunate to work with some excellent collaborators for the betterment of my patients. And then I have been through more difficult, more different heart-related procedures than virtually everyone I have known. And I'm here to tell you about it, the bad, the ugly, and the magnificent. And I love sharing stories that teach us all how to be better people. And that's pretty much it. I look forward to our next conversation. Please check out my website at www.drheart2heart.net. That's DRHEART2HEART.net. Or join me on Facebook or at Dr. Heart to Heart, or on Instagram at Dr. Heart to Heart 4. I thank you so much for listening, and thank all of my friends who visit us on The Heart Guy Speaks. Have a great day.